People began gathering outside the ducal palace around evening. They came in ones and twos, clumped, shell-shocked beneath the soot-smeared outer walls. They looked much like any other citizens of the New Republic, perhaps a bit poorer, a bit duller than most. Robard stood in the courtyard and watched them through the gates. Two of the surviving ratings stood there, guns ready, a relic of temporal authority. Someone had found a flag, charred along one edge but otherwise usable. The crowd had begun to form about an hour after they raised it to fly proudly in the light breeze. The windows might be broken and the furniture smashed, but they were still soldiers of His Imperial Majesty, and by God and Emperor there were standards and they would be observed. So the Admiral had indicated, and so they were behaving. Robard breathed in deeply. Insect bite? A most suspicious insect indeed. But since it had stung the Admiral, his condition had improved remarkably. His left cheek remained slack and his fingers remained numb, but his arm... Robard and Lieutenant Kossoff had borne their ancient charge to the control tower, cursing and sweating in the noonday heat. As they arrived, Kurtz had thrown a fit, choking, gasping, choleric, thrashing in his wheelchair. Robard had feared for the worst, but then Dr. Hertz had come and administered a horse syringe full of adrenaline. The Admiral subsided, panting like a dog, and his left eye had opened and rolled sideways to fix Robard with a skewed stare. "What is it, sir? Is there anything I can get you?"
"Wait," the Admiral hissed.
He tensed visibly.
"All hot, but it's so clear."
Both hands moved, gripping the sides of his wheelchair, and to Robard's shock, the old man rose to his feet.
"My Emperor, I can walk!"
Robard's feelings as he caught his employer were impossible to pin down. Disbelief, mostly, and pride. The old man shouldn't be able to do that. In the aftermath of his stroke, he'd been paralyzed on one side. Such lesions didn't heal, the doctor had said. But Kurtz had risen from his chair and taken a wobbly step forward. From the control tower to the castle, events had moved in a dusty blur. Requisitioned transport, a bouncing ride through a half-deserted town, half the houses in it burned to the ground, and the other half sprouting weird excrescences. The castle deserted. Get the Admiral into the Duke's bedroom. Find the kitchen, see if there's anything edible in the huge underground larders. Someone hoisted a flag, guards on the gate, two timid serving women, like little mice, scurrying from hiding and curtsying to the service they'd long since been broken to. A cleaning detail, broken furniture ruthlessly consigned to the firewood heap that would warm the grand ballroom. Emergency curtains, steel mesh and spider silk furled behind the tall and shattered windows. Guards on the gate with guns. Check the water pipes, more uniforms moving in the dusty afternoon heat. Busy, so busy. He'd stolen a minute to break into Citizen von Beck's office. None of the revolutionary cadres had got that far into the castle or survived the active countermeasures. All the curator's tools lay handy. Robard had paused to check the emergency causal channel, but its entropy had been thoroughly maximized, even though the bandwidth monitor showed more than 50% remaining. His worst suspicions confirmed. He made liberal use of the exotic insecticides von Beck had stocked, spraying his person until the air was blue and chokingly unbreathable. Then he pocketed a small artifact, one that it was illegal on pain of death for anyone not of the curator's office to be in possession of, left the room, locked it behind him, and returned to the duties of the Admiral's manservant.